host, Scott Spears, along with you on this Getaway Friday, June the 19th, 2020. 15 coming up on 16 minutes past the hour. You're tuned into On the Air here on WWGH Radio. I'll be with you for the next two solid hours and then for the Exchange Club. Now, let me tell you, I have a little bit of a dilemma on my hands here at this particular point. Now, I don't know. Now, I'm going to ask your advice on this one. Have you ever told somebody something and you don't think they got it? Maybe you were being nice in the way you said it, and I don't think they fully understood it. You know, but I'm not sure that's what happened here. I think the person fully understood it, and I think now the person is just trying to act as if it did not happen. So, in the next 2 hours here, it's going to be interesting. I tell you, this is one of those mornings where you will really want to stay tuned to this station, because we have said for 6 years now, 6+ years at this station, that you don't know what's going to happen here at WWGH Radio, and you really might not know what's going to happen here this morning, because something very odd is going on. Now, I'm going to try to deal with it a little more as this hour goes on, but something strange is happening, because I'm not sure. I don't know. Something weird happened. That's all I know. Because I know, and I'm trying to be nice about this, I know for sure, 99.9% sure, that I got my point across earlier in the week. So I'm not really sure what's happening today. But I'm going to figure it out in the next 2 hours. Stay tuned. It's going to be an interesting 2 hours. All right. You know what we're going to do? I had this ice cream trivia that I wanted to do. Isn't that fun? I cleared my throat on the air. We're going to do this ice cream trivia. And by the way, do you have any advice? Do you have any advice? Let's say you tell somebody something, and for some reason, they ignore what you're saying. How would you handle that? Do you have to tell them again? What would you do? Give me a buzz. Phone lines are open. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Because there are certain things that are out of your control when it comes to like answering a telephone, per se. But what do you think? How would you handle that situation? Do you have any opinions on handling that situation? 740-383-9944, because I'm not sure what happened there. But I'm going to work on it as time goes on over the next 2 hours. It's going to be an interesting morning. Do you have any gardening tips? Let's get back to the more positive side of life. Do you have any more gardening tips today? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. All right. Let's see here. Oh, we have a trivia question. I think we've got... These are ice cream trivia questions, by the way. Which company set the Guinness World Record for the largest ice cream cake in 2004? Does anybody know that? Which company set the Guinness World Record for the largest ice cream cake in 2004? This is kind of interesting. And I'll tell you about this big cake momentarily. Somebody the other day was talking about Jell-O cake. And I'm pretty sure I've had a Jell-O cake, and I'm pretty sure I've had an ice cream cake. I think I prefer the Jell-O cake better. Haven't had one of those in a long time, though. Jell-O cakes are good, but I think they're difficult to make. I think that's why you don't see a whole lot of them. All right. Well, maybe this is somebody who knows the answer already. Go ahead, caller.
Was it Dairy Queen?
It wasn't Dairy Queen, but that would have been my first guess, too. Not Dairy Queen. Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you. Not the Dairy Queen. The question right now is, Which company set the Guinness World Record for the largest ice cream cake in 2004? And I'll give you the dimensions on all this if you give me the correct answer. 740-383-9944. Now, I will throw another question at you here. In 2005, which company owned the world's largest chain of ice cream specialty stores? Does anybody know that? Ice cream trivia today. In 2005, which company owned the world's largest chain of ice cream specialty stores? Go ahead, caller.
My husband says Baskin and Robbins.
Baskin and Robbins. On the specialty stores?
No, on the ice cream cake.
Oh, on the ice cream cake. No, not Baskin Robbins.
Okay.
Good
well,
guess, though.
Wrong.
Thank you. Not Baskin Robbins. So our two ice cream questions right now on the table. Which company set the Guinness World Record for the largest ice cream cake in 2004? Which company set the Guinness World Record for the largest ice cream cake in 2004? And in 2005, the following year, which company owned the world's largest chain of ice cream specialty stores? Those are the two questions. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. If you have a guess to either one of those questions. And I'll throw a third one in here after we go to our caller on the line. Go ahead, caller.
Was it Ben and Jerry's on the cake?
Ben and Jerry's on the cake. Let's see here. Not Ben and Jerry's. Nope, thank you. Not Ben and Jerry's. The question is, which company set the Guinness World Record for the largest ice cream cake in 2004? And do not be Googling these, because this is not Family Feud. All right, here we go. Go ahead, caller.
I would say Baskin-Robbins was the answer to the second question.
Baskin-Robbins, let's see here. In 2005, which company owned the world's largest chain of ice cream specialty stores? Not Baskin-Robbins. Interesting.
Okay.
Right. Thank you. Now, again, do not Google these, because each of them have just one answer. This is not like Family Feud. So I want to know what you know. I don't want to know what the Google knows. All right. So again, the questions. Which company set the Guinness World Record for the largest ice cream cake in 2004? In 2005, which company owned the world's largest chain of ice cream specialty stores? And the third question here is, according to Dairy Queen, which U.S. state occupies the most number of their chain stores? Go ahead, caller.
I think maybe it might be Ben and Jerry's, because they're even on cruise ships.
Ben and Jerry's, for the specialty stores?
Yeah.
Not Ben and Jerry's.
All right.
That's a good one. Not Ben and Jerry's. Not back in, now maybe now, who knows, but back in 2005, it would not have been Ben and Jerry's 15 years ago. That's where this question comes from. So we have, which company set the Guinness World Record for the largest ice cream cake in 2004? In 2005, which company owned the world's largest chain of ice cream specialty stores? You know, it's got to be a big name if they had the biggest. And according to Dairy Queen, which U.S. state occupies the most number of their chain stores? Does anybody know that? 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
How about Friendly's?
Friendly's. Now, which question?
I don't care. If Friendly's one of the answers.
You know what? Friendly's is one of the answers. It's the answer to the largest chain of specialty ice cream stores.
Okay.
Now, do you see a lot of Friendly's as you're out and about?
No, not anymore.
No, ours hit the skids about 25 years ago.
Yeah, I really enjoyed the Friendly's in Marion.
Well, you know, I was trying to think the other day, did Friendly's have a specialty dish?
I don't know.
Because, you know, Dairy Queen has the Blizzard, and Jersey has the, you know, the licorice, what do they call that? The cat face or whatever it is, ice cream cone. I don't think they call it that, the cat face.
No, they don't call it that.
Call it the cat face. And Little Red Caboose has the going out of business sign, which went up every so often. That was their specialty. No, but you know these big chain stores. Cold Stone had the waffle cone.
I don't have the answer. That was one of the questions.
No, but now you'll know this one though. The Isley shop. What was theirs?
Well, with the cone.
The Klondike.
The Klondike.
And do you remember what Dairy Queen's was before the blizzard?
You're asking me too much information early in the morning.
I turned it all around on you after you got out of bed. No, the Dilly Bar.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, remember the Dilly Bar?
Yeah.
What?
They still have the Dilly Bars.
Do they still have the Dilly Bars?
Yes, uh-huh.
My gosh, I'm going to have to stop. I like the Oreo Blizzards, but the Dilly Bars were their big thing before the Oreo came in.
Yep, they still have the Dilly Bars.
Wonder what the... Isn't that what Jersey's known for, the cat face cones? I know they don't call them that, but isn't that their dish that they have, you know, with the licorice whiskers and all that? I don't know. I thought that's why people went there.
Not why I went there.
I thought that's why people stood in the center of Center Street and just about got ran over to get those cat face cones.
Boy, they sure get some crowds, don't they?
You know what? I don't... There's something going on at that Jersey that obviously I'm not aware of. I can't stand in the crowds. That just drives me insane, so I don't go there.
I went to Fred's about 2 weeks ago. It was one of those hot nights about 7:45, and literally, this is, and I don't know if they're doing, you know, walk-ups now, but this is when you had to do everything in the car. Literally waited 55 minutes in line.
At Fred's?
At Fred's.
Man. And that's, were there only two cars ahead of you or something?
No, we counted, I think there were 28 cars in line.
28 cars?
28 cars. I said, should we wait? And he said, there's nothing else to do. So we ended up waiting. By that time, we were kind of anxious to see how long it would take.
Now, what do you get over at Fred's?
I like the banana splits.
Banana splits are good, but I, you know, is that what's left here in Marion? Because Cold Stone's gone, the Little Red Caboose is gone, so we've got Jersey, Dairy Queen, Fred's. Is that it?
Well, unless you count like the Waldo Dairy Bar or the place in Prospect, something like that. But for actually for Marion, I would think those are the three I can think of.
You know, I'm going to tell this really quick. I was at the Prospect because I used to know what was his name? Oh gosh, I always forget his name. Who owned the Prospect Dairy Bar? He's a clown. He's really a clown. Boy, I feel like that morning you got on the air and called somebody a shyster. Now, what's his name? He dresses up as a clown. Dewey the clown.
I don't know Dewey the Clown.
Dewey the Clown at one point owned the Prospect Dairy Bar. So about 2 months ago, when it was first just starting to get warm, somebody invited me over to the Prospect Dairy Bar. So I'm going down to the and I'm down there, and I figure, why would you invite me unless, you know, we were going to get ice cream? So we go down there, and they did not buy me a darn thing. I didn't have any ice. They were all just eating their ice cream, and there I was, you know, sweating to death. So I don't have fond memories of the Prospect Dairy Bar. And if I see that clown, I'm going to tell him about it.
Okay.
Hey, thanks for calling.
All right, see ya.
Bye. We're going to break. We'll be back momentarily. Don't you dare go anywhere. We're having fun this morning.
Scott, you know I love fruitcake so much that for me it's not just a Christmas dessert.
Oh, Charlie, I would not want it any time of the year.
Oh, Scott, you've not lived until you've had mashed potatoes and fruitcake, birthday fruitcake, graduation fruitcake, cream of fruitcake, and oh, the possibilities are endless.
WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Don't miss it.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager Learning the Lingo.
GOAT,
GOAT, acronym, stands for greatest of all time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Scott Spears back with you here, 31 minutes past the hour. Is that true, Dewey? I mean, does anybody know Dewey the Clown? He was a real clown. He would, I don't know where he entertained at, but he was, you know, he was a clown. And he owned at one point the Prospect Dairy Bar. Now, I don't know if he still does. I did not take time to check this out when I was over there a couple weeks ago. And I think when you invite somebody over to the dairy bar, that you should at least get them a cone or something. I totally got dissed at the, and I'm walking around and it's hot over there, and I'm thinking, why is everybody else got ice cream here, and I've got nothing? I've got zero. I've got zilch. It's a thing. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. And I also just got word, we forgot about Mega Moo. Mega Moo's here in Marion, but I don't know what Mega Moo's known for either. Let me know if you know what Jersey or Mega Moo is known for, or what Freddy's is known for. Now, clearly Dairy Queen has the Blizzard, and clearly Dairy Queen has the Dilly Bar. Boy, I would like a Dilly Bar right now. I'm not saying run out and get me a Dilly Bar. That's not what I'm saying. I'm just saying, boy, those Dilly Bars are good. I haven't had a Dilly Bar since Who Flung the Chung. 32 minutes past the hour here. Does anybody know any of these questions? Does Dewey the Clown still own the Prospect Dairy Bar? What is Mega Moo known for? What is the Jersey known for? I think it's the Cat Sundays. Does anybody know? I hope nobody at the Jersey is listening. Because I don't want to misrepresent what they're known for, but I know they have those licorice face Sundays. I have not been to the Jersey since I don't know when. Maybe I'll have to go there sometime. Okay, back to our question. Friendlies. It was Friendlies. We did get the answer to one of our questions here. Hard to believe. Well, what was Friendlies known for? Does anybody remember what Friendlies was known for? 740-383-9944. In 2005, which company owned the world's largest chain of ice cream specialty stores? Well, that was Friendlies. So we do have two questions still on the table that are not answered. Which company set the Guinness World Record for the largest ice cream cake in 2004? Does anybody know that? Which company set the Guinness World Record for the largest ice cream cake in 2004? And the other question still on the table, according to Dairy Queen, which U.S. state occupies the most number of stores? According to Dairy Queen, which U.S. state occupies the most number of stores? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Which state has the most Dairy Queens? And which company set the Guinness Book of World Records for the largest ice cream cake in 2004? Now, I'll give you another question since we got the Friendlies question out of the way. Oh, by the way, Friendlies. The chain had more than 2,500 stores in the U.S. and 2,100 stores in 52 countries around the world. Baskin-Robbins has nearly 1,000 ice cream flavors developed, and they rotate nearly 100 of those flavors each year. So, yeah, it is Friendlies. 2,500 stores around the U.S., and 2,100 stores in 52 countries. Friendlies. How about that? Okay. The new question. Let's see here. What is Ed Berners best known for creating? How about that? Now, remember, these are ice cream questions. What is Ed Berners best known for creating? Does anybody know that? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Phone lines are open. So the three questions right now What is Ed Berners best known for creating? According to Dairy Queen, which U.S. state occupies the most number of chain stores? And our original question today, which company set the Guinness World Record for the largest ice cream cake in 2004? 740-383-9944. Do you have the answer to any of those questions? All right, the phone's working. Are you out there? 740-383-9944. What is Ed Berners best known for creating? Ed Berners, isn't that a name that whiffles right off your tongue? Ed Berners, B-E-R-N-E-R-S. What is Ed Berners best known for creating? According to Dairy Queen, which U.S. state occupies the most number of their chain stores? You got a 1 in 50 chance of getting that right. Which U.S. state has the most Dairy Queens? And which company set the Guinness World Record for the largest ice cream cake in 2004? And maybe I'll give you one more question here because it's on the same piece of paper. Which American-based company is the largest manufacturer and marketer of branded ice cream and frozen novelties in the U.S.? How about that? Which American-based company is the largest manufacturer and marketer of branded ice cream and frozen novelties in the U.S.? So now there are four questions out there, 37 minutes past the hour. 740-383-9944. Do you know your ice cream trivia here today on this Getaway Friday, June 19th, 2020, just days away from the summer of 2020, which will happen on Sunday, June the 21st, also Father's Day? So do we have it here? Which American-based company is the largest manufacturer and marketer of branded ice cream and frozen novelties in the U.S.? What is Ed Berners best known for creating? According to Dairy Queen, which U.S. state occupies the most number of chain stores? And which company set the Guinness World Record for the largest ice cream cake in 2004? If you have a guess on any of those questions, give me a buzz. 740-383-9944. 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz and we'll put you on the air and see if you got the question right. It's all kind of fascinating, isn't it, when we get into this ice cream trivia? Because we eat ice cream, we have ice cream, it's in our freezers, refrigerators, so on and so forth. And yet, do we really know about our ice cream? Apparently, we do not. 39 minutes past the hour. Phone lines are open. 740-383-9944. And of course, today, we have spent a lot of time talking about Aunt Jemima, Mrs. Butterworth, Uncle Ben, the cream of wheat guy. Where are they all going? What's going to happen there? Does anybody have an opinion on any of that? I don't know. Very strange world, to say the least. Go ahead, caller.
I got a couple of for a burner. I would either say the popsicle or the drumstick.
Let's see. Ed Berner. It is not the popsicle or the drumstick, but those are two good guesses.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you. Not the popsicle or the drumstick. Now, again, the question is, what is Ed Berner's best known for creating? Now remember, the topic here is ice cream. What is Ed Berners best known for creating? What American-based company is the largest manufacturer and marketer of branded ice cream and frozen novelties in the U.S.? Does anybody know that? According to Dairy Queen, which U.S. state occupies the most number of chain stores. Which state has the most Dairy Queens in the United States? Again, a 1 in 50 chance of getting that question right. Which company set the Guinness World Record for the largest ice cream cake in 2004? And if you get this right, I'll give you the dimensions of that big ice cream cake that's in the Guinness Book of World Records. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. 41 minutes past the hour. Or if you have an opinion on any of the fol-de-rol going on today with all the breakfast foods. The breakfast foods under attack. Go ahead, caller.
Would that be Florida on Dairy Queen?
Florida. Not Florida, but that's a good guess. Not Florida. The question is, according to Dairy Queen, which U.S. state occupies the most number of stores? Does anybody know which state in the United States has the most number of Dairy Queens? That's what we want to know. 1 in 50. Go ahead, caller.
On the cake, I'm going to guess Baskin and Robbins.
Not Baskin and Robbins on the cake.
Okay.
Thank you. Now remember, no Googling on these things. No Baskin and Robbins. Which company set the Guinness World Record for the largest ice cream cake in 2004? Does anybody know that? Does anybody know, according to Dairy Queen, which U.S. state occupies the most number of chain stores? Which U.S. state in the United States has the most number of Dairy Queens? What is Ed Berners best known for creating? Ed Berners. Go ahead, caller.
For the ice cream cake, would it be Blue Bunny?
Blue Bunny. Let me see. It is not. What is Blue Bunny?
It's a type of ice cream, Scott.
Oh, now where do you buy the Blue Bunny at?
Well, just go anywhere you get ice cream.
Oh, I've never. Do you know what the specialty dish is at the Jersey?
No, but I do know how to fry a green tomato. You're going to dip that baby in egg, flour on both sides, put a little bit of butter in the skillet, get it good and hot, and then a little salt, a little pepper on both sides, and you fry it till it's nice and crispy. And you eat it as a side dish. You don't put it on no sandwich.
You don't put it on, you don't get like lettuce and...
Well, I mean, you could do, there's no... Police aren't going to come and arrest you if you do, but I'm saying the way I always seen it was a side dish. It didn't go on this sandwich.
And then you put some Blue Bunny on the plate for dessert, and you're good to go.
You can put Blue Bunny on it. You never had enough Blue Bunny ice cream?
No, I've never heard of Blue Bunny.
Anyways, that's how you fry a green tomato.
So I just go to a grocery store, and I say, give me the Blue Bunny.
But it's a name brand. There's no, that's not a flavor.
Oh, do they have all kinds of flavors?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I'll look for it next time I'm in the frozen aisle.
Sometimes they even make ice cream just for dogs. Did you know that?
For dogs?
Mm-hmm. It's called Frosty Paws.
Now, have you tasted it?
Heck no. My dogs have. They seem to really enjoy it.
Well, I wonder how close it tastes to regular ice cream.
I don't know, and I'm never going to try it. But it's supposedly it's like more gentler on their stomach than regular ice cream is. You can get it in regular, which looks like maybe just a plain vanilla, and then you can get peanut butter flavor. It's called Frosty Paws.
Nothing worse than giving your dog too much dessert.
Well, I don't know. They're fat just like me, Scott.
Thanks for calling.
Toodles.
Bye-bye. All right, 44 and a half minutes past the hour, 740-383-9944. All right, do we know which state has the most Dairy Queens in it? 1 in 50 chance there. We know it's not Florida. We're going to break. We'll be back in exactly 1 minute. 740-383-9944. Ice cream trivia today on WWGH. Ted, did you know Marion, Ohio is the popcorn capital of the world?
No, Scott, I didn't know that. Could you get me some?
I don't have any at the moment.
Some capital. Does anyone have a chicken places number?
WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, The Talking Place.
opiates has taken everything and everyone I've ever loved away from me. Everything.
I blew my ankle out and I got prescribed pain pills by my doctor.
If making my detox public is going to help somebody, I'm all for it. I just wish I would have had a warning.
Opioid dependence can happen after just 5 days. Know the truth. Spread the truth. A message from Truth, the Ad Council, and ONDCP.
Scott Spears back with you. Getaway Friday, June the 19th, 2020, 46 minutes past the hour. Here we are at WWGH Radio, and we've got your ice cream trivia, which we're not doing very well at so far. I think we've only got one question answered right today. Which company set the Guinness World Record for the largest ice cream cake in 2004? Does anybody know that? Which company set the Guinness World Record for the largest ice cream cake in 2004? According to Dairy Queen, which U.S. state occupies the most number of chain stores? Which state of the 50 has the most number of Dairy Queens? What is Ed Berners best known for creating? Does anybody know that? What is Ed Berners best known for creating? What American-based company is the largest manufacturer and marketer of branded ice cream in the U.S.? 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
I'm Dairy Queen. How about California?
Not California. No, thank you. Not California. Isn't that interesting? All right, let's see. Which company set the Guinness World Record for the largest ice cream cake in 2004? According to Dairy Queen, which U.S. state occupies the most number of chain stores? Not Florida or California. I think those might be the two obvious choices. What is Ed Berners best known for creating? Now remember, this is ice cream trivia. What is Ed Berners best known for creating? And which American-based company is the largest manufacturer and marketer of branded ice cream and frozen novelties in the U.S.? Which American-based company is the largest manufacturer of branded ice cream and frozen novelties in the U.S.? 740-383-9944. 740-383-9944. 48 and a half minutes past the hour. And here we are. Ice cream trivia is what we have on the table today, waiting for your answers to see if we get some of these right and knocked out of the park. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
Hello.
Yes. Go ahead.
Yeah, how about Borden?
Borden? Now, is that which
Borden? Borden Company.
The Borden Company. Now, which answer are you giving for?
Yeah, on the novelty. On the ice cream, on the novelty.
On the novelty. Borden.
Branded, yeah.
It is not Borden, but thanks for calling in. Not the Borden Company. Which American-based company is the largest manufacturer and marketer of branded ice cream and frozen novelties in the United States? Now, it's not the Borden Company. Does anybody know what it is? What is Ed Berners best known for creating? According to Dairy Queen, which U.S. state occupies the most number of Dairy Queen stores? Which U.S. state has the most number of Dairy Queen stores? Which company set the Guinness World Record for the largest ice cream cake in 2004? Does anybody know? 50 minutes past the hour, 10 minutes left before the top of the hour today. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Which company set the Guinness World Records for the largest ice cream cake in 2004? Which U.S. state has the most number of Dairy Queens in it? What is Ed Berners best known for creating? Does anybody know what Ed Berners created? What American-based company is the largest manufacturer and marketer of branded ice cream and frozen novelties in the United States? 740-383-9944, 51 minutes past the hour. It's all ice cream trivia here as we head right into summer this coming Sunday. 740-383-9944. Does anybody have any guesses, or does anybody want to say anything in regard to the changing of the guard when it comes to our foods in this country, from Mrs. Butterworth to Aunt Jemima to Uncle Ben and maybe the Cream of Wheat Man? We don't know. It could happen. 740-383-9944. And also, the statues of Christopher Columbus are apparently coming down as well on Columbus State campus. Apparently that one's coming down today. Now, the one at City Hall, I don't believe, has come down yet, but people are suing to keep it up. I don't understand. I don't know. You know, we're spending a lot of money over a statue that's already there. As I said earlier, I think this would be a lot easier if somebody wants it, just put it on private property, and that way it will not be in any danger of being taken down. I think this would be a very good idea. I think that it would satisfy both sides, and I think that in general, you could even give the money to charity that you sold the statue for. Once a statue's on private property, there really is no desire or thought to tear it down at that point. So why not do that? Save all this litigation and all this problem and just put it on private property. If people are really interested in keeping Christopher Columbus up, I don't think that's a horrible idea. 740-383-9944. Ice cream trivia is the topic du jour today. Or if there's anything on your mind you would like to talk about, you can give me a buzz. 740-383-9944. 53 minutes past the hour here. We're talking about the company that set the Guinness World Record for the largest ice cream cake in 2004. Which company set the Guinness World Record for the largest ice cream cake in 2004? Which U.S. state has the most number of Dairy Queens? What is Ed Berners best known for creating, Ed Berners? And which American-based company is the largest manufacturer and marketer of branded ice cream and novelties in the U.S.? 54 minutes past the hour. Now, tell me about as I said, starting off this program, I think I had a little bit of miscommunication this week, but I don't think the miscommunication in this particular instance is on my end. Because I'm pretty sure early on in the week that I told somebody something. And I'm pretty sure that I got my point across. I don't feel like I did not get my point across. And now, as of this morning, I feel like maybe I did not get my point across. So as they say here at WWGH Radio for 6+ years, you never know what's going to happen. And boy, that certainly never rings truer than what will happen here over the next couple hours at WWGH Radio, because I'm not really sure what's going on there, and I can only do so much from a radio studio here. It's kind of interesting. So we're going to see how this all shakes out over the next 2 hours. So you will want to stay with us and see how this all shakes out over the next 2 hours. At this point, I don't know. Very, very bizarre. Now, how would you handle this? Does anybody have any advice they would like to give? Because I'm also into advice. I like to hear what you have to say. 740-383-9944. Do you have any advice on this particular subject? If you do, let me know. I'll be glad to take your advice on this particular subject. You can do it anonymously. You don't even have to give your name. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Phone lines are open for trivia questions, opinions, and advice. We are open for anything here this morning, and we'll be on through 1 o'clock this afternoon. It's very fascinating for so many reasons. Now, I'll also tell you something else. Not only is there that problem, which, you know, I'm going to qualify that as a problem at this particular point. We'll see if we get that all cleared up here in the next hour or so. But it's a little bit of a problem. And we also have the issue with, there's another issue going on. Because, to be honest, you know, some people, you know, as God bless their heart, some people, I just don't think know what they're doing. You know, what is the definition of insanity? Doing the same thing over and over and over and expecting a different outcome. Insanity, the definition of insanity. And I think we've got to get past that. We've got to be happy. We've got to be excited. You know, a long time ago, I heard this advice, and I thought it was very good advice, that if you feel you're doing something wrong in life, do the opposite. And I, you know, that's not going to work in every situation, but it'll work in a lot of situations. Because if things aren't going exactly as you planned, then if you keep doing it the same way, you're going to get the same result. And it's not going to be the best. But if you switch it up a little bit, maybe something different will happen. This is very good advice here on this Friday morning. By the way, I think this is why I'm moving to Arizona to become a farmer. Not a gardener. I wouldn't be much of a farmer. I could go out in the field, I guess, milk cows, slop pigs, do all that sort of thing. But I think I'd be a better gardener, because now I'm working on these fried green tomatoes. Now I've got about 18 recipes for the fried green tomatoes. You know, I can do them in butter. I can salt and pepper them. I can put them in the Drake. I can do all kinds of things. It's going to be interesting. And you know what? I wonder if anybody will be upset to see me go. I might be. It might be like when I'm taking one of those, you know, those people who take the NFL franchises out of the town in the middle of the night. That might be what will happen. You know, I'll leave in the middle of the night and nobody will notice. Like, oh, did he leave? What happened? Did he leave this town? We didn't know he left. Now he's gone. He's out in Arizona. He's gardening. Did anybody know he left? Holy mackerel. What can I get from him? What can he send from Arizona? Oh, man. 740-383-9944. 740-383-9944. I tell you what. We're going to break here in about 30 seconds on WWGH Radio, but we're coming back with a whole nother hour. You're not going to want to miss this. Remember, we're streaming live all over the world, WWGH1071.com. Download the free TuneIn app. Search WWGH, and you can listen free on any mobile device anywhere in the world. Also, like us on Facebook by searching WWGH Radio, Marion, Ohio, 107.1 FM, or listen to us on the old radio at 107.1 FM. Stay tuned. We're coming back after the news, the weather, and much more. Be back in 10 minutes.
You're listening to WWGH Radio, LP, Marion, Ohio.
Anyway, I'm going to give it now, 740-383-9944. We're doing current events, and we're going to fly through them here. If you want to join in at any time on any current event, any memory, anything you want to throw on the table, do it right now, 740-383-9944.
A dog in a bake. World famous from St. Martin.
Is that called sangria?
Huh?
It's not sangria.
Sangria is in Italy. It's guava berry.